So when I was in middle school, my older brothers were in high school, and they had to learn proofs and theorems and math. Sister Mona at Lourdes, she was a stickler for the old ways of math. They had to memorize the theorems and show the proofs word for word and line by line in their final tests. Things like the Pythagorean theorem, the well-known theorem about, you know, a squared plus b squared equals c squared. They learned that there were truths in math, chemistry, biology, and the world. Later, when told a new theorem by Sister Mona, they would tell her that they didn't need to do the proofs because they believed her on faith. Or maybe they were lazy students. In the gospel today, we see that Jerusalem is only 2 miles away from where they are at. Jesus is on his journey to Jerusalem. This miracle today is the final straw for the Jewish leaders. They come up with a decision altogether to follow Jesus completely. They see the proofs that Jesus has provided. They all decide to believe in Jesus and change their ways, and we all lived happily ever after. Right? Wrong. Jesus said that Lazarus is dead before they go to visit Martha and Mary. The apostles arrive and they find it as predicted. That prediction alone is amazingly accurate. Modern doctors and nurses are unwilling to predict death because of the very unpredictable nature of human resilience, frailty, strength, and death. Jesus also says that the death will be for his glory and the glory of God. At first, the death of Lazarus is just another dead guy to some of those who are gathered. People are wailing and crying. Some of them are there to be fed by the family. Some are there to see who else is there. Family is there to meet with family and greet and meet. Death, then like now, is a social event. People had come from Jerusalem to be there with Mary and Martha. The proofs and signs have been provided by Jesus of his authority as God. So when he says he is God, I am, he is who he says he is. Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or pick up your mat and walk? Which is easier to say, you feed the crowd, or have them sit in groups and distribute the food I will give you? Which is easier to say, sin no more, or make paste out of your spit, rub it in the eyes of a blind man, and make him see? Which is easier to say, go present yourselves to the priest, or cure the lepers? Which is easier? You will have life eternal in death, or Lazarus, arise? Which is easier to say, this day you shall be with me in paradise, or to actually rise from the dead? Jesus consoles Martha. Martha states her faith in Jesus, that Lazarus would rise on the last day. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. Whoever believes in me will never die. Martha takes what Jesus has said on faith. Jesus goes to the tomb, shows his true humanity, and weeps over the death of Lazarus. Jesus, fully man, weeps. Jesus, fully God, for the glory of God, tells the dead man, Lazarus, come out, and tells those there to untie him. Which is easier to say? He will rise on the last day, or have Lazarus rise from the dead, here and now? Throughout the Gospels, Jesus is asking and showing all that he can do. What he says in the seen world as proofs of the truth, he speaks for the future of our souls in the unseen world, in the sacrifice of the altar. Jesus shows us that he has authority not over just death, but more importantly, life in all of its stages, even after death. Jesus will give the authority of his life over to the Romans, but only for 3 days. Jesus said that the sign he will give is the sign of Jonah, 3 days in the belly of the fish. Jesus would spend 3 days in the belly of the earth. After 3 days, the Romans and the Jewish authorities are dumbfounded. We, like them, have been given the proofs beyond doubt, sign after sign. What more does one need? At some point, faith enters. We have witnesses, miracles, changed lives, martyrs, saints, healings, continuing on to this day. Faith is giving in to the knowledge of the heart by the head. We can believe, yet lack faith. We can make our own formula up about Jesus, throw away the parts of Jesus that are inconvenient or hard or get in the way of our favorite sin. Thus, Jesus fits into our vision of God's salvation for us. Or in faith, we can submit to Jesus. You are God, we are not. Jesus, my Lord and my God, have mercy on me, a sinner. For you are God, and I am not.